Oh man, I just did 101 jumping jacks, a quick micro workout to get my heart pumping, to get me energized and ready to go. That's what we're talking about today, my friend. When you don't have time to fit in a 20, 30, 90 minute exercise, micro workouts can be just as effective. And I'm going to share what I do during my day to fit in hundreds of jumping jacks while I'm on the go or taking care of my kids. And integrating faith in them. Motherhood is hard, and we don't have to carry the weight of it alone. Come grab a cup of coffee as we chat about how to apply our faith to motherhood so we can live each day with the kind of joy and peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm your host, Hannah Lapsansky, and this is the Moms Grab Coffee Podcast. All right, my heart rate's finally coming down and I feel really good after just doing those 101 jumping jacks. It took less than 60 seconds and I feel great. This is the start of the Nutrition and Body series. This is going to be a four-part series. Today, I'm going to be talking about micro workouts and how I incorporate them throughout my day as a mom of three little kids. And then in the coming weeks, I'll have Rakesia McMillan, who is a total health coach. She is an ordained minister, a social worker, a certified integrative nutrition coach, an Air Force veteran, an award-winning author. I mean, all the things. So she's going to talk to us about foods and moods. How do the foods that we consume affect our mood? And then we'll have Chelsea Blackbird from The Christian Nutritionist to talk about metabolic water and how that acts like a really powerful battery for our body, especially when it comes to energy. She'll share more about what this water does, how we make it, and how we take care of it. And lastly, but certainly not least, Dee Bolton from Faith-Fueled Moms is going to join the show to talk about fitness and wellness tactics for overworked and stressed out moms. She's a certified personal trainer and a wellness educator, and she has an amazing fitness journey testimony that began with a surrender to God. So I am totally pumped up to have all these amazing, inspiring, faith-filled moms join the show to help us fuel up, recharge, and take care of the glorious bodies that God has created for us. So, Mama, don't miss out on any of these conversations. Make sure you are following Moms Grab Coffee wherever you're listening. And if you know a friend who would enjoy these conversations about nutrition and taking care of our bodies, let them know about the show. So let's get into the topic for today. Now, I am not a health coach. I am not a nutritionist. I am not an exercise instructor or anything like that. I'll have all of those experts in the coming weeks. But today, I wanted to share something that I've been doing as far as taking care of my physical body that has been really beneficial and something that I can actually fit in to my crazy days. Micro workouts, or sometimes they're called exercise snacks, is something I stumbled upon after I started doing it because I could not find the time or the energy for a 30-minute, 45-minute, 60-minute exercise routine. Okay, fine. I chose not to do one, when I had the time, either early in the morning or after the kids went to bed, because I was just too tired. So as I was thinking about how do I integrate more God into my everyday, my mind then shifted to, well, how do I work out more during the day while I'm already taking care of the kids or while I'm doing something else? Enter the micro workout. So if you haven't heard about this before, it's basically high intensity exercise workouts that last, a few minutes to get your heart pumping and to get your body moving. And there's been a lot of studies done in recent years about the benefits. This is from the Society of Behavioral Medicine. They said recent research shows that high-intensity exercise lasting as little as 1 minute can have cardiovascular and insulin resistance benefits. In one study, a 10-minute workout three times a week increased endurance by nearly 20%. A large study linked longer lifespans with running as little as 5 minutes a day. Plus, high blood pressure seems to be more easily controlled with 3 10-minute walks rather than 1 30-minute walk. This is amazing news for busy moms because it really can be hard to fit in that dedicated exercise routine when, you know, you have to take care of your kids or you have so many responsibilities on your shoulders, right? Lauren Staube, a certified strength and conditioning specialist, wrote on eatingwell.com, "Science has shown that doing mini workouts throughout the day are just as effective as one long workout. You can gain muscle, boost your metabolism, and lose weight." Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you the research that I found through various experts. But as always, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to doing different things for your body, make sure you're doing what's right and healthy for you. So the micro workouts that I started doing were really to boost up my energy. I wasn't really trying to lose weight or gain muscle mass or be a bodybuilder or anything like that. I was just trying to get my energy up and the blood flowing in my body so that I could be more alert, be more awake, and be able to do the things that I need to do. I'm also a working mom, so sometimes I find myself sitting for hours and hours and hours on end. Maybe I'll get up to, you know, to go get lunch, but then I'm back in my chair. And I just felt like my body was not being taken care of. And then when the kids get home from school, you know, it's go time, right? Which I guess you could consider, you know, any movement is good movement. Even if you're, you know, making dinner or running around trying to help the kids do whatever they need help with. But having those intentional short bursts of activity has really helped my levels of energy and has really helped me stay more positive too. It is just absolutely fascinating how God created our bodies. Because when you exercise, you're increasing your level of endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, even oxygen, all these things that can help decrease levels of stress and anxiety and improve mood and feelings of joy. Okay, so how do we incorporate micro workouts throughout our day? First of all, it's be conscious of your time. Because this is about fitting it in while you're already doing something, or maybe you're waiting on someone or waiting on something. One of my favorite micro workouts is to do jumping jacks while I'm microwaving something. So if I put, you know, last night's dinner in the microwave and I'm going to microwave it for 30 seconds, while that microwave is going, I'm going to do jumping jacks right in front of it until that timer goes to zero. And what I'm trying to do is get my heart rate going. So I want to be reaching that level. I want to be breathing a little bit hard at the end of that little short burst of activity. So if that timer gets to zero and I'm not breathing hard and I have the extra, you know, 10 seconds, then I'm going to keep going. I'll do that in front of the toaster while I'm, you know, toasting up some waffles for the kids' breakfast, or, you know, while my coffee's being made in the coffee machine. I'll do some jumping jacks while that coffee machine is running. Now, that one can be tough because that's several minutes until that machine is done. And I love my coffee. My husband loves his coffee, so we make a pretty big pot. But I feel so good after that. Another really good example is while kids watching a show. Last night, my kids were watching Encanto after dinner, and I was cleaning up, getting all the plates to the sink, and then one of the songs came on, and I thought, let me do a quick squat here. And during that 3-ish minute song, I got down and squatted. Now, I love the songs in Encanto. I love singing along to them, but I could not wait for it to be over, because squats are hard. But I got it in, and once I was done, I went and continued cleaning the dishes. And I honestly felt a little bit more pumped up about it. I know, weird. But that's the EDS working. Endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin. And oxygen. I guess it's EDSO. Now, when you're not at home, say you're, you know, going to the grocery store. I don't know about you, but I circle the lot until I can find the closest parking spot to the store. I just don't really like walking. But as I've become more conscious about my time and where and when I can fit in a quick exercise snack, I'm choosing to park further away. I don't know if this is still popular, but there was a really big craze at one point recently where everyone was like, how many steps did you get in? How many steps did you get in? Kind of like the, maybe like the Fitbit era. So if you're already conscious about the number of steps you're taking and you're trying to reach a certain step goal, that's amazing. Keep going. But if you're like me and you never really did those step counts, you can always start now and choose to park far away. I know, it hurts. Or at least it hurts me. Okay, so you're conscious of your time. You're more aware of when you can start incorporating those short bursts of activity. Now we're going to move to integrating faith into them. Now, this is something I learned from my past podcast guest, Monica Norcross, who developed the Still Workout, which combines biblical scripture and the physical body. It's a beautiful practice, and she gave a sample of it during the podcast episode, which I'll have linked in the show notes if you want to go check it out. So what I'm about to share is not necessarily the Still Workout, but it's definitely inspired by it. So here's what I do. Take the jumping jacks in front of the microwave, for example. I'm going to do those jumping jacks, but while I'm doing it, I'm going to say, trust in God. So each word is a jumping jack. Trust in God. That's three jumping jacks. Now think about this. If I'm doing 150 jumping jacks, say it takes 2 minutes, that means I've said trust in God 50 times, over and over and over. And I'm saying it out loud. I'm not doing it in my head. I'm saying it out loud because there's power when you vocalize something. Just like the breath prayers I talked about from Amber Palmer 2 weeks ago on the Faith Hacks episode, those jumping jacks are releasing those EDSOs, the endorphins, serotonin, dopamine, oxygen. So that's helping my physical body. And then the words I'm saying are helping my spirit. I like to repeat trust in God because these days, my gosh, I need help trusting God with my future, with my kids, with my family, so many things. But another good tactic is to take a Bible verse. That also helps you memorize scripture, so another double whammy. Now, who here likes watching YouTube videos? You know how you're watching a video and then the video ad comes on and it'll give you the countdown like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, skip ad. Oh, the anticipation to click that skip ad button. Oh my goodness. I'm going to challenge you not to skip the ad and do a micro workout instead. And then while you're doing that micro workout, affirm who God is. Just like those jumping jacks, trust in God. You could say, God has a plan. God is faithful. God is a promise keeper. Do the same thing. And it doesn't have to always be jumping jacks. You could do push-ups. You could do burpees. You could squat. You could run fast in place. All of those tiny little minutes of activity add up, just like the research said, right? If you're helping your kid with homework and, you know, you gave her the instructions, she knows what to do. It's one page. She's on her way. Get up and do a quick workout, or even do it with your kid and add scripture to it. Your kid's getting a workout, you're getting a workout, and you're both growing your faith together. Exercising and working out your body doesn't have to always last, you know, a full 30 minutes or a full dedicated 60 minutes. For moms especially, it's so hard to get that in. So try these micro workouts. They've made a huge difference for me and I feel a lot better. I feel more energy. And yeah, sometimes my husband and my kids give me a weird look because, you know, I'll be going along and all of a sudden I'm doing jumping jacks for, you know, 60 seconds. But that's fine. They love me anyway and my kids sometimes join in. But try them out and let me know what you think. All right, coming up, we are going to continue our nutrition and body series. So make sure you're following the show wherever you're listening. All right, my beautiful friend, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you again next time for a cup of coffee with a side of faith, wisdom, and hope.